Four Mech Brigade link-ups from Afghanistan. Garrison FM.
Army news, today's music. This is Garrison FM. I'm Chris Kay, and I'm joined by Private Levi Marsden from 1 Mercian, who's on deployment in Afghanistan. Hello, Levi.
Hello.
So, give me a quick update of what you've been up to since deploying to Afghanistan.
Just basically doing an advisory role, helping out the Afghan National Security Forces to learn better skills and drills and become better soldiers. Been helping out with the joint patrols out on the ground, doing moves around the area with the massive group and all, bits of everything, to be honest with you.
So a varied role then?
Yeah, it's pretty busy like.
So just take me through some of the stuff that you've been doing, because obviously you've been working with the Afghan National Security Forces and stuff. How are they coming along?
They're coming along quite well, actually. We're starting to do less, which it sounds a bit mad, but the less is more, because obviously the more they do, the less we have to do. So obviously they're starting to take more responsibility for himself and starting to come along as armed services, basically.
Yeah, so you've seen them develop over the last few weeks or so since you've been there then?
Yeah, we've been doing basically some training with them as well, just having them come along and watching them grow into basically an armed service, and they are improving much better.
So you've been out on patrols as well. Any challenges that you've faced?
The main problem you have is actually the language barrier, because obviously I'm from the UK, I'm not from Afghan, and the language barrier there's many different languages over here. So it's quite confusing trying to get your points across to them.
So how are you getting around that problem?
We do have patrol interpreters, but we are learning a little bit of Pashto and Dari, which is some of their native languages as well, which does help, but it's a long process.
Yeah, I can imagine. But like you said, that will definitely help. And it's good, I guess, for local people to see that you're actually getting involved and immersing yourself in the culture and the language.
It's quite surprising, but they do appreciate it. But I have found in some cases that some of the Afghan nationals actually speak bits of English as well, which is quite impressive. Surprised when I first got out here, to be honest with you.
So you're quite a young guy. How old are you?
I'm 18.
So I take it this is the first time that you've deployed?
It is.
So how are you finding it so far?
I am enjoying it. It's a great experience, to be honest with you. I couldn't explain it. I wouldn't know how to explain it. It's something different, and none of the people back home who I know will be able to have experience like this in their life. And I've got that, do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. To what extent do you reckon your pre-deployment training helped you with the job at hand then? Has that been really valuable?
Yeah, it has helped a lot, because I've only been in the unit about 7 months, so obviously there's certain stuff that they don't teach back in training that really helps here, like just cultural awareness and just many different things.
So looking ahead then, so your role then, I take it, is, you know, you're going to be taking a step back, and like you say, that's going to be a good thing.
Yeah, pretty much. The less we do is more beneficial for them, because when we do eventually pull out in 2014, basically they're going to have to do it on their own anyways. But for now, we're here to help them out and advise them best we can.
And of course, the RIA Ops groups back here doing their job in Katrick as well. Anything that you'd like to say to them?
Just basically have a good Christmas and enjoy themselves and take care.
That's great. Private Levi Marsden from 1 Mercian, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Four Mech Brigade link-ups from Afghanistan. Garrison FM.